Chipotle stock sank again at the open on Wall Street this morning. This is after the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said yesterday that at least five more people have gotten sick with E. coli after eating at Chipotle in Kansas and Oklahoma.
And it has been a rough few months for Chipotle. Hundreds of people across the country have gotten sick after eating at its restaurants, from E. coli to salmonella and the norovirus. But how common are these kinds of outbreaks? Bill Marler is a food safety lawyer in Seattle. And Bill, would it be wrong of somebody to hear this and say, I don't want to eat at that restaurant anymore because they've now got this track record?
You know, it's unusual, to put it mildly. I've been doing this for 22 years and this has never happened. The good news is, I think Chipotle, this is a wake-up call for them, and the things that they're instituting now, to be honest with you, if they live up to it and it works, it frankly would be a safe place to eat.
But it made me wonder, are we just hearing all about this because it's a big national chain that everybody knows about? Are there a lot of foodborne illnesses and outbreaks that we don't hear about because they're happening at a local store or a local restaurant?
These kinds of outbreaks go on, you know, all the time in communities all across the country, in restaurants that, you know, frankly, I hear about because it's my business, but you know, most people have no idea that they've occurred. And some of them are bigger than what Chipotle is experiencing.
And what happens to the majority of people who do get sick? How serious can the illnesses be?
Well, it varies. You know, fortunately, people who, you know, have good immune systems in their 20s, 30s, 40s, and into their 50s, usually can be sick for, you know, a week to 10 days, depending upon the bacteria or virus. But all of these bugs can be deadly. We sort of scoff at norovirus, but, you know, it kills hundreds of people every year. E. coli can cause kidney failure and brain injury. Salmonella you can develop what's known as reactive arthritis. And I've got a couple of 20-year-old women in Boise who, 6 months after an outbreak, their knees are the size of basketballs and are having to be drained, you know, once a week. So it's more than just a tummy ache, put it that way.
And you say that the things that Chipotle is doing to deal with this problem are the right things to do if they work. What are they doing exactly? How do you solve a problem like this?
Well, any type of restaurant where, you know, you're trying to serve fresh food, which I think all of us think is a good thing, there are risks. And the risks are you've got to have just very tough standards in your supply chain, because you're only as safe in your restaurant. You're only as safe as the products that are coming in. You know, they're going to have to think hard about what goes on in a store. You know, are they handling raw meats properly? We still don't know what caused this particular outbreak. And so Chipotle is going to have to look at all of those things to control both the supply that's coming into them and then how they're, you know, frankly, how their management deals with internal store issues.
Well, what about the federal food safety regulators? What role do they have to play here?
They have the overall responsibility for our, you know, the food chain, but it ultimately comes down to relationships between these big companies like Chipotle and McDonald's and, you know, the big box stores in their relationship with their supply chain. The government sets the rules, and we sort of expect everyone to play by them. But it really ultimately is up to the supply chain and those restaurants and grocery stores to make it work.
It's the holiday season. People are doing a lot of eating. They're cooking a lot, but they're probably also going to be going out to restaurants, perhaps Chipotle. What can people do to keep themselves safe? Is there any one thing that you can do to just be sure you don't get something like this?
Well, you know, I travel a lot, and I just tend to make sure that the things that I eat are really, really cooked. And that may sound a little paranoid, but, you know, in my line of work, paranoia works well.
You know, and you can't get any of these things if they're cooked thoroughly.
Correct. Correct. So making sure things are cooked thoroughly is like the most important thing. You know, washing your hands, those are sort of the two main things that I do to pay attention. Certainly there are other things that technology allows us to do. I mean, pretty much any restaurant you want to go to, you can go online and get some pretty good information from various social media sites as well as government health department sites. So there's some good tools out there if you want to eat defensively. But yeah, once you get into a restaurant, you rely on that management, you know, not to sicken or poison you or your family.
That's Bill Marler, a food safety lawyer based in Seattle. Bill, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.